The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to talk about something that I think everyone on the face of planet Earth has done.
Okay.
Device destruction.
Oh, yeah.
You've destroyed a device on purpose, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've definitely done that.
You've done that of anger.
Yeah,
when the computers didn't work here one day and I just went, and just started.
I was not here.
You went out
for
and
that.
I was like, just watching the alphabet rain through the sky as I was destroying a keyboard. It's so satisfying. It's unreal. But like, this just happened to me. I use Zag. You know what Zag is? That the screen protector?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No,
they have them in the malls. But then, because like, I spent years ordering the Amazon one and then you like, clean it and you use their special thing and they have a tool to put it on or whatever. It's crooked. It's got an air bubble. There's dust underneath it. It looks like crap every single time. I've never put a screen protector on that doesn't look like crap.
I'm with you.
So you go to Zag and you just let them put it on. They're like, and then it's like $12 if you break another. Like you break it, they'll put another one on. These are like $70 things on here.
Oh, okay. Because
it's like Gorilla Glass.
Wow.
I don't think I have one.
You need to have one. If you drop your phone, you're actually breaking
Erica,
your screen.
She's like trying to scratch it right now.
You didn't get a screen protector. Go get a screen protector.
No, I don't have one either.
Yeah.
No.
But dude, if you drop your phone, you're breaking the glass. You drop your phone. If I drop my phone, it breaks the screen protector.
But it's an iPhone. You're supposed to feel the glass. It's like it's such a...
It feels like it.
And I think
you can't tell it's on there.
I think that the new iPhones are like... I'm with him. But I think the new iPhones are like made so the glass doesn't break.
It still breaks.
Let me feel that.
Well, I don't have a new one.
It still breaks. Trust me. So... Yeah.
Okay. You can hardly... Okay, I don't
you can't
know.
Feel
I'm
it.
I'm going to like lock you out of your phone.
But so I had a couple cracks. I dropped my phone. So I went to Zag, handed them a thing. My son and my daughter, we all three got new ones. They put them on. I'm like, thank you, paid, turned around, dropped my phone right in front of the
oh
Zag
gosh.
Store. And
what?
It's falling out of my hand. And you know that sound it makes when you know you broke the glass?
Oh. Yeah.
It goes, it's not like, it's just like, it's like this.
Yeah.
Really?
I've never broken the glass.
Oh my God. It's so unmistakable because it's just, it sounds like what the little submarine that went under and killed everybody. That exact same sound. It's like.
Okay. Well.
It's just. It's. And I'm just standing and the Zag guy's like.
Who's going to move first?
He gave me another one.
Aww.
He was like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
I was still, my back leg was still against the kiosk.
Like, and I was say $12? Like, I meant $24.
Yeah, no, I was like, I dropped it that second. So.
Oh my God.
Everyone knows that sound. I just want you to know.
This is not a phone one.
Can be
this
any
is
device.
Like, I believe they were AirPods. They were not mine though. I watched this happen.
Okay.
I was on vacation and it was a tropical vacation and there were a lot of like lizards and iguanas around and they were getting a little close for comfort.
Oof.
But this guy sitting one table over from us drops his AirPods or whatever.
Oh, no.
And
no
the big
no
mumbo
way.
Jumbo
no
comes running
thought it was food
picks it up and starts running away and the guy's like he's like kicking. He's like doesn't want to kick the iguana, but he's like that's my.
No, that's $200.
I believe the iguana got away.
What?
He's rocking out.
Yeah.
Did he get the case too? You need the case to pair
no,
it.
No, just one of the pods. So then the guy's like holding the case and the other one, and he's like, what? And all of us are like, what just happened?
Yeah. He's not bringing it back.
Oh no.
No. Even if. Okay, if that happened to you, would you try to get it back?
Yes.
Because I kind of feel like I'd be scared to touch the lizard.
Well, if he just hacks it up.
What? Yeah, but how long has it been in there?
And also just at all, in a lizard's mouth, what else has been in there?
Yeah, but it's okay. You just clean it off with like alcohol or whatever.
Okay.
Not like booze alcohol, but like
right.
Rubbing alcohol.
Might as well just dip it in your drink.
Okay, knowing you, he's like, I have exactly what you need. He's got a story for the rest of his life.
The rest of his life.
An iguana.
Because I watched it.
Okay. If you've somehow, in an epic iguana sort of way, destroyed a device, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You may text if your device still works, or you may call.
There was one time where I was attempting to wakeboard, and
Was this kind of recently?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It was my first time ever.
Okay.
It didn't go well.
First and only.
First and only. Okay. And as I was like getting pulled up, I absolutely face planted. And my head comes back above the water and I hear what we call the death scream of, and it's my insulin pump. Because it was such a hard...
You smashed it on the water?
It was such a hard crash into the water that it broke my insulin pump. Oh.
So now you're dying in the middle?
I was like, guys, can we take the boat back?
Oh my gosh.
So when it makes that sound, it's like you got to get
some... I got to replace it. It is toast. It has expired. It's done.
Even if it's like, oh, technically I had another week.
Yeah.
Or however many days.
Yeah.
And do you just have a backup?
Normally I keep it in my backpack, but I didn't bring my backpack that day, so I had to go home.
Oh.
And is it making that sound the whole time?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Unless you take a pin, you have to like take it off and like take a pin and like hit the reset thing. Yeah.
You didn't okay.
She didn't have her backpack. I don't think she had a pin.
Oh my God. I want to hear more stories like that.
Yeah.
I had one of my roommates once. He was very mad. I don't remember if like he had gotten dumped or it was a bad basketball practice or whatever, but he was so like mad. And we're in a dorm, so we have a desk that has like the shelf above it, and then our beds are kind of lofted or whatever. Yeah. And he plugs his phone in and sets it down, and he jumps up in his bed, and he's just so furious. And when he jumped in the bed,
nope,
it bonked the desk, which knocked his cologne off the top shelf.
No. Nope.
And fell right onto his phone screen and it cracked.
Did it make the sound?
Up.
It made that sound, yes. And we both looked at each other and it was so silent so long. Cause it was like, you were so mad and I want to laugh
only
so
make
bad.
It so much worse.
Like, what was that? How did that happen?
Was it like a double whammy too of phones cracked, cologne bottles?
Yes.
It was just everything is.
Are you kidding me?
And if the phone wasn't cracked, it was going to be covered in cologne and probably not work anyway. So it perfectly fell onto
perfectly.
The phone.
Perfectly. Like you,
that's impossible.
If you were trying to do it, you could have done it. And he was just like, you know, the flop, the angry flop. Ugh.
I know we're going to get other calls like this, but I just got to get this one out of the way. I've told it before, but a friend of show, we all know him. He owns a construction like company.
Oh.
He went to his construction site and he felt the urge to go potty. So he went inside the porta potty that's on the construction site. And when he walked in, he felt his phone slipping out of his back pocket and
no,
it's down in the muckety muck. And he's like, there's no, like, these are construction workers after a month of the truck that comes through. Bah, 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 bah. It's like horrifying, but he's the boss. So he went back out and said, who's low man on the totem pole today?
Oh. Dude.
Found the worker.
You're about to get lower.
And made them go get it.
And he used his phone again?
I don't think he did. I think he just put it in a bag and then took it like straight to the Verizon store and did an upgrade.
No, you gotta take that to like a shelter.
No, they do those things where it's like push, pull, or drag it in. Any phone, any condition, you're like, you careful what you wish for, because this phone has seen better days.
Yucky.
A bag.
It's disgusting.
My stepmom went fishing for her phone in a porta potty once. Herself.
She went in?
What?
She just put her arm down in?
As far as I know. She got really ill.
Just at the moment
later.
Or like an extended illness, like GR?
No, like she was ill. Like something became her for weeks. Maybe not weeks.
Take the L, man. If you don't have a low man on the totem pole, then your mom just go write it off, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to make it clear this was not my mother. This was my stepmother. They would make very different decisions.
No respect for that person. Okay. If you've destroyed a device, we want your device destruction stories. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we're talking about device destruction, the way you've ruined something. A lot of people are commenting on the they're saying they've dropped their phone, their new iPhones, and dropped them, and they don't need a screen protector. Shut up. Yeah, they do. I double dog dare you to drop your iPhone right now.
I do all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a dream to just have a no screen protector, no case. Can
no
you imagine?
No case would be amazing. Oh, okay.
I know when you first get your phone, like, this is so thin and so light, good. And then it's like, I just strap all this stuff on so it doesn't break. I just remembered another one I wanted to, people are going to hate me for this. I have an outdoor area at my house, the couch outside, and I put a TV out there. I used to spend thousands of dollars for an outdoor TV that can get rained on, can get hailed on.
Cool.
But then like my son kicked a soccer ball at it. Apparently it doesn't live through that. So now I just go to Costco and buy like a $200 TV. But then I bring it in and out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That
feels
crazy.
We used to do that.
Yeah.
With our patio. Yeah.
So then the other day I was like taking it outside and it wouldn't fit on the rack. So I was like getting it to go on the rack. Guess what sound I heard? And then you turn the TV on and where both my hands were a little.
Dude.
And it's just.
Oh, man.
Where do you throw a TV away, by the way? I just have it sitting in my garage right now.
You have to go to like a special recycling.
No, place. That's what people responsible do.
Right. Okay.
Where would I take it to throw it away?
Okay, real quick. I know we'll get to a caller here in a second. I was at a friend's years and years ago, and one like other friends were there with us, and they had a really young daughter, and she was playing with Barbies in the other room, and we were having like adult time. And then we just hear like a we're like, what the heck happened? So we go in there and she had chucked the Barbie at the TV and it was destroyed.
Yeah. Cause then it goes, it like does little lighty bolt. It looks so cool.
Turned it on and they're like,
yeah, no, that's a loss.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And they were like, what happened? And she's like, I don't know. Like,
it's a Barbie liar. Shape.
It definitely had, yeah, the
her
Barbie.
Legs are sticking out.
Yeah.
100%. Like when my outdoor TV got destroyed, like I turn it on and my son's like, I don't know what happened. It's exactly the size of a soccer ball. Yes. Like, I don't know. Like, weren't you and your buddy Tony out in the back? Yeah, but we never kicked it that way. I'm like, but it's just a miracle.
Right.
Somebody came up our street and...
Yeah.
All right. So, device destruction. Erica?
Hello.
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 Yikes. Device destruction.
I was shaking out a blanket after brushing a dog. And as I whip it, my phone was in my hand, smacked the driveway, and shattered it. I brought it into Apple, replaced the screen. I paid $370. The next day, it's like, going black, not working. Go in, they replace it for free. They're like, oh, our bad. Then it's not working again. I go in and they replace everything between the display and the
just give me a new phone, camera. Idiots.
Yeah, because I said it wasn't happening before they fixed it.
Oh.
It was happening when I broke it. But
so you lied to them and now you're admitting fraud to Apple on the air. Please tell me your name's not actually Erica.
Nope.
Oh, good.
It's not?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Are you trying to, like, frame me?
I do think she's trying to. Did they eventually give you a new phone?
No, they just did, like, it was $900 replacement before tax. And but the crappiest part I had to not download from iCloud the backup, so I had to re-download all my apps, re-log into all my apps.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't back it up.
Authentication. No, I can't do it from the backup because the problem was from the backup because it was happening after they...
We're down in the weeds on this one, Hack.
It feels like your fault.
Yeah, no, yeah, this is really like, device destruction.
Maybe a storage issue? Oh, my God. You can drill down.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, whatever your name is.
I don't like that she picked my name.
Do you think that the initial flinging of the phone was intentional to try to like start the fraud process moving forward?
Maybe.
Because it totally feels like me with a ball peen hammer and the hail damage in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Miguel?
Yeah.
Device destruction. What happened?
Device destruction. It was kind of like when I first started doing construction and I thought I was going to get my phone damaged or something. So I used to leave it in my lunchbox.
Oh, smart.
And we were out in the middle of the field. So my bright idea was to put my lunchbox underneath the truck so it could have some shade. And, and I forgot about it. And I had to move the truck. And I ran the whole thing and my lunch over.
So you didn't have lunch or a phone.
Which is worse. Yeah. Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.